We're back with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host Kent Linkless, along with my co-host Dr. Al Clarence. We've got approximately 53 more minutes of swinging sounds to bring to you, so we hope you'll stick around. We want to remind you we're here every Sunday night from about 8 to 10, so I hope you'll make it a habit of joining us. We're going to continue to salute our Texas tenor spotlight artist of the week, Arnett Cobb. And this is from an album cut on the Prestige label in the fall of 1960 called Ballads by Cobb. And along with Arnett on tenor sax, who is out of Houston, Texas, we've got another Texan on piano, Red Garland, George DeVivier on bass, J.C. Hurd on drums. And when this tune came out, it was a monster pop hit, P.S. I Love You. And I thought it was going to fade into the twilight after it hit the charts for a few weeks. And it basically did, except jazz artists seemed to like it. And so they would constantly record the thing, and it makes a nice jazz ballad. So let's listen to a Johnny Mercer Jenkins composition, P.S. I Love You. That was Texas tenor sax man Arnett Cobb doing a soulful version of an old pop tune from the 50s called P.S. I Love You, written by Johnny Mercer and Jenkins. And it was from a prestige album called Ballads by Cobb, appropriately. And it's an excellent black chord piano work there by another Texan, Red Garland.
Well, next we'll hear from another excellent piano player, Bill Evans. This is from a trio album on the Riverside label entitled How My Heart Sings. In addition to Bill on piano, we'll hear from Chuck Israels on bass and Paul Motion on drums. And the tune is a collaboration between Sammy Kahn, Axel Stordahl, and Paul Weston entitled I Should Care. Thank you. That was I Should Care, featuring the Bill Evans Trio, Bill Evans on piano, Chuck Israels on bass, Paul Motion on drums. It was from a Riverside LP released in 1964 entitled How My Heart Sings.
Arnett Cobb put about 5 years in the Lionel Hampton band after he replaced Illinois Jacquette. And after 5 years of flying home, he was about ready to move on to another scene. So he formed a sextet. And it was a swinging little, hard little group. None of the personnel are familiar to me. I don't recognize any of them, but that doesn't mean they weren't really good musicians. And so this is a track that was made Arnett very popular. And it was cut on a Columbia. I'm sure it was a 78 at the time. Of course, burned to a CD now. And it's something that was written by Arnett, and it's called Smooth Sailing. Was Arnett Cobb playing on tenor sax there, playing his own composition, Smooth Sailing, cut on a Columbia 78. Goes back to about 1950. Of course, it was burned onto a CD. Fine swinging little septet. None of the artists in the ensemble are recognizable to me, but they nevertheless were a swinging little group. So what are we going to do now, Al? Well,
next we're going to have an encore performance from Bill Perkins. We heard Bill in the first hour when he teamed up with Richie Camuco on the standard Just Friends. This time he's got top billing for an 8-piece group, and this is from an Atlantic LP entitled On Stage, and it features Bill on tenor sax, Bud Shank on alto, Jack Nimitz on baritone sax, Russ Freeman on piano, Carl Fontana on trombone, Stu Williamson on trumpet, Red Mitchell on bass, and Mel Lewis on drums. And they're going to do an Art Newman tune entitled Song of the Islands. That was Song of the Islands, featuring the Bill Perkins Octet. Bill Perkins on tenor sax there, with Bud Shank on alto sax, Jack Nimitz on baritone sax, Russ Freeman on piano, Carl Fontana on trombone, Stu Williamson on trumpet, Red Mitchell on bass, and Mel Lewis on drums. That was from a Pacific Jazz LP. I misspoke on the intro. That was released in 1956, entitled On Stage.
Next up is our spotlight artist, Texas tenor man Arnett Cobb, from his More Party Time Prestige album, cut in February of 1960. And this is Sometimes I'm Happy, written by Vincent Humans and Robin. And this is, again, a great rhythm section backing up Arnett, with Tommy Flanagan on piano, Sam Jones on bass, Art Taylor on drums. And Sometimes I'm Happy. Thank you. Sometimes I'm Happy. It was our highlight artist of the week, tenor sax man, Arnett Cobb, doing an old thing by Human and Robin from his prestige album, More Party Time, cut in February 1960. And some excellent piano work there behind Arnett. That was Bobby Timmons.
Well, next we'll hear from a group led by bassist Charles Mingus. This is from an Atlantic LP entitled Blues and Roots. And it features Mingus on bass, John Handy and Jackie McLean on alto saxes, Booker Irvin on tenor sax, Pepper Adams on baritone sax, Jimmy Nepper and Willie Dennis on trombones, Horace Parlin on piano, and Danny Richmond on drums. This is a tune that Mingus wrote entitled Crying Blues.
Thank you.
And that was a tune written by Charles Mingus entitled Crying Blues, even a few weeping willows thrown in for good measure. Featured Mingus on bass, John Handy and Jackie McLean on alto saxes, Booker Irvin on tenor sax, Pepper Adams on baritone sax, Jimmy Nepper and Willie Dennis on trombones, Horace Parlin on piano, Danny Richmond on drums. That was from an Atlantic LP released in 1960 entitled Blues and Roots.
Next up is a Sigmund Rombert Hammerstein composition that was kind of a semi-classical thing written for the Broadway musicals that turned into a favorite of jazz artists. And Arnett Cobb decided he should wax a version of that particular composition called Softly in a Morning Sunrise, cut on the Prestige label in February 1960 on his Prestige album Moving Right Along. And backing up Arnett is Bobby Timmons on piano, Sam Jones on bass, Art Taylor on drums, Buddy Clark on conga. Let's listen to Softly as in a Morning Sunrise.
Thank you.
nice, easy, loping version of Softly in a Morning Sunrise with a nice, easy congo backing there of Arnett Cobb from his Prestige album, Moving Right Along. Okay, Al, what are we going to do next?
Well, next we'll hear from a group led by valve trombone artist Bob Brookmeyer. This is from a United Artists LP entitled Kansas City Revisited. And it features Brookmeyer on valve trombone, Al Cohn and the vice pres, Paul Quinichet on tenor saxophones, Nat Pierce on piano, Jim Hall on guitar, Addison Farmer on bass, and O.C. Johnson on drums. And the tune was written by Edgar Battle and Herschel Evans, and it's entitled Doggin' Around. Thank you. Dogging Around, a tune written by Herschel Evans and reminiscent of the early Basie versions. Featured Bob Brookmeyer on trombone with a nice tenor battle there between Al Cohn and Paul Quinichet. Nat Pierce on piano, Jim Hall on guitar, Edison Farmer on bass, and O.C. Johnson on drums. It was from a United Artists LP released in 1958 entitled Kansas City Revisited.
Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM for the better part of the last 2 hours. We hope you enjoyed the sounds. We certainly enjoyed the sounds here in the studio. And we'll be back every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10, so I hope you'll make it a habit to join us every Sunday night for some more swinging sounds. We're going to close out the show and kind of sneak out the door with this little easy ballad by our highlight artist, Arnett Cobb, called You Can Chain Me Now. Thank you.